Sneak pink hood. Have you ever thought who really is deemed worthy of getting this, the corona vaccines? Right now, it seems like some states are doing better than others, which is quite unsettling when, in fact, there's many people who need it. Some states have had issues where they had many shortages and still have shortages, which is very unpleasant when people deserve and need these shots to be healthy, let alone having people feel, yes, you're not immune to coronavirus, but it lessens your chance, which is a big deal. And as much as there's a lot of issues where who's not being included with getting these doses, which is kind of unnerving and unsettling, there's definitely a need for people, no matter where you are in the world, to get the vaccine, let alone to be healthy and to stay following the CDC guidelines, because that's a big deal. I currently got one of the vaccines, the Pfizer one, and as much as I had to be in the wait for a half hour to leave due to having anaphylaxis, and my having the ability to have anaphylaxis, which is definitely something you should take note of. And yes, you're not immune, and there's definitely cause for people to want to make sure that you don't get the virus yet. This need becomes greater at the time the need for these vaccines are becoming greater than ever than before. No one should be denied getting a vaccine. Yes, if you're able to get the vaccine, get it. But don't be stupid. Follow the CDC guidelines. Continue to do what is needed, because the more people that get the vaccine, the better chance of herd immunity. Because yes, things are going to be changing. Yes, you may not have that ability to be in crowds for a while, or concerts might be changed, which is a big deal. And now the simple fact that there has to be the ability to get out these vaccines in a timely manner, especially when people need this. It's not a want, it's a need. And there's a lot of people actually being pushed lower on the priority scale. Some states are pushing past and actually doing a great job. Yet other states are still on Section A1, which Pennsylvania and Georgia seem to be lagging behind other states. California moved on to A1B, which is a big deal. I have no idea what other states are doing, other states other than Pennsylvania and Georgia, yet there are states that are actually doing what's needed for their citizens and really pushing through. Yes, Pennsylvania is loosening their restrictions, which means people could start to go to events, people could start to go to concerts. New York is starting to loosen their restrictions, which is a big deal, especially when there's concerts coming up. Yeah, it might be at 33% capacity, but that's better than nothing. And having people having a sense of normalcy, yeah, you'll have masks, but it's better to wear a mask and to be spaced out than have than not have the chance to see your favorite group or see your favorite show on Broadway. Because people are hurting and it's a big deal. No one should be denied seeing a show that they like. No one should be denied having a sense of normalcy. Yes, things are going to be changing. BTS, which is nominated for a Grammy, they themselves are not touring, and I think they're doing a great. They could tour whenever they want. There's other groups that might actually have to continue on with their tour. Yes, everyone's waiting with bated breath of who gets when with these events starting up, and I think if concert promoters and management labels are deeming it safe to tour, they have to be aware that they're not selling out stadiums. And I think groups know that. Yes, they want to be safe, but there's going to be certain things that they're not going to be doing, which is a big deal. And on that note, wear a mask, stay safe. If you get the vaccine, be aware of your symptoms. I know for me, my symptoms are just a minor headache and I just am a little tired. We'll be back to our regular scheduled programming next week with all about Clubhouse and how it's not the most accessible site, nor is it the most inclusive. And certain users of devices are being forgotten, let alone people with disabilities. So tune in next week for an all new episode, same time, same place, and stay safe and stay healthy.